Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 122. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Dwayne.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yep. Howdy, howdy. Time to talk about Star Wars again.
Yeah. That's what we're here for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the weather.
Yeah, let's talk about the snowy weather.
Now it's just cold weather. Of course, it's going to be warmer the next couple of days, I guess.
And then, yeah, and then go right back down, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about Star Wars toys.
Star Wars.
So, Carl, what'd you get for Christmas?
Not much Star Wars, really. I think the only Star Wars-related thing I got for Christmas was a vintage collection Stormtrooper that I got at our gift exchange at our Kentucky Ashland Christmas meeting. Then I picked up some after Christmas figure sales and stuff. I got, a couple of these I'd waited on and hadn't picked up yet. And I'm glad I did now, cause I got them like half price. I got vintage collection Darth Vader number 334 that I hadn't picked up yet. And vintage collection Bo-Katan number 339. I already had Grand Admiral Thrawn number 337, but since it was only like $6.99 at walmart.com, I went in and grabbed another one. Nice. Yep, and I got two of the Epic Hero Darth Mauls, and the reason I got two is I was that close to free shipping from Walmart, and he was $3.94, and I'd have paid more shipping than I would have just to grab another Maul, so so I got cheaper by getting a second Maul.
Yeah. Okay, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dwayne, what'd you get for Christmas, or during Christmas?
Christmas, yeah, since last we met. So, yeah, first Christmas event we had was, of course, our Case Walk Christmas Exchange party. And my Secret Santa was Mark, and he got me, I think, 5 back issues from the original Marvel Star Wars comic book series that ran, you know, through the early, late 70s, early 80s. So that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
My family got me, my mother got me a 2024 Lego Advent calendar, which was surprising that she, you know, she usually doesn't give me Star Wars anymore because she kind of gave up on knowing what I liked or what I needed, but she got it anyway. For Christmas itself, my family kind of loaded up on me. I got the Hallmark, the 12-back Vader, carded Vader ornament. Also got from my daughter, got a Hallmark Stormtrooper ornament, one of those little, almost like a super deformed ornament or character.
Mm-hmm.
She also got me a 3-pack of mini ornaments with Grogu, R2, and BB-8. I got a nice big 40-ounce insulated drinking cup from the company called Juggy. It's got an R2-D2 wrap around it. That was pretty nice. I also got a it's a drink bottle, but the main thing is that it comes in like a drink cozy that is covered in like Chewbacca fur. And then it has like a strap that looks like his bandolier strap that you hang over your shoulder. So I guess that cozy will keep your drink or whatever cold or warm, whichever you're drinking out of it, and kind of just looks like you've got a little mini Chewbacca hanging around your neck.
That sounds neat.
And then also, my wife saw the new, I guess they're new for this last year. I think maybe they got 2 or 3 series out by now. The little Dorables, I don't know if you all are familiar with those.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little tiny, like maybe 1 inch and a half tall little characters. She just thought they were as cute as could be. So I ended up with the indoor box set, which included all of the Ewoks, plus like a Spirit Yoda, I think, is in there. And then I also got the Sith box, which is shaped like the Death Star. And it's got a mixture of like Darth Maul and Darth Vader, the Emperor, the Sith, basically. So I got those two little things, kind of a new little thing. Maybe I might start picking up some here and there. I know I've seen there are some now that come with like little mini ships that you can send them down in. So those might be kind of cool to try to collect. And that was it for Christmas. Not much in the way of actual action figures. Early on in December, I got a Jetpack Trooper from the Vintage Collection. Also picked up, I didn't realize I never had it, but the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive version of Black Chrysanthemum. So I picked that up off of eBay. And they did have some new Epic Collection releases last month. One was a Vader and Stormtrooper 2-pack, which already had both of those on single cards, but the cool thing about the 2-pack was that it came with a mouse droid and an interrogation droid. So I went in and picked that up. And then just here in the last week, last few days, I found the Epic Collection Mandalorian, which is, again, it's a repack, but it comes this time with his swoop bike that he rode on Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
That him and Cobb Vanth went out riding on. And then they also released a Scout Trooper in the Epic Collection with his speeder bike. But it's a white speeder bike, so it's like the one from the Mandalorian episodes instead of the Return of the Jedi. And that was it. That's all I've got. How about you, Brian?
Okay. I got a few vintage coins. Wicket from the Ewoks cartoon. King Gorniche, also from the same cartoon. And Jord Dusat from Droids. And Uncle Gundy, also from Droids. I got a Cloud City playset, a vintage Cloud City playset with figures. I finally picked up my vintage Tatooine skiff. Also got a vintage collection jetpack trooper. It's number 366, or 336, sorry. Something that I know Dwayne's probably jealous of. I finally picked up an R2-D2 bobblehead. Red's bobblehead.
Yeah.
That was the first one. Yeah, that was the first one that they did, and it was hard to find.
Yeah.
Also got a vintage Tig Fromm figure from the Droids line. So now I'm down to just one figure, the Sice Fromm.
One figure.
Also picked up a vintage collection Luke X-Wing. I plan on opening that one. It was really cheap. I think it was from Walmart, too, like $5 or something. For Christmas, my wife bought me a Darth Tyrannus lightsaber from the ones from Galaxy's Edge.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also, finally got the Ghost. It finally got delivered on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I got one, too.
I forgot to put that on there.
Yeah.
And my Secret Santa, who was Carl, got me a Star Wars cutting board and wood utensils, although my wife will probably get more use out of this stuff than I will.
Oops.
And that's it. That's all I can remember. I probably missed some stuff, but
I feel like I missed some stuff, too. If I did and I run across it, I'll just do it on our next podcast, mention I got that.
Yeah, it's like it was kind of a light month for pickups, but, you know, I think all of us kind of picked it, like you guys picked up some discounted stuff, and then did some shopping on eBay. I think I found that Black Chrysanthemum on eBay when I was shopping for something else for Wesley or something.
Mm-hmm.
Happened across it. So, oh, one thing I did almost forget, or I think I told you guys this already, but we haven't been able to see each other since I told you, was I got, or we got, each of us, the Droid Factory droids. The C1940 droid, which is the D3 exclusive from the year before last. Turns out they had overstock on those and put them out for sale in some of the Disney parks, or I think just the Disney parks out in California. And our Disney connection was able to hook us up with three of them.
Sweet.
So next time we see each other, hopefully I'll be able to get those to you guys. It's the one where his decorations, it's Chopper Droid, but he's decorated like Mickey Mouse from The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, okay.
So his color scheme is like yellow feet, yellow boots, and then a red robe, which is almost his whole body is red. And then The Sorcerer's Apprentice had the blue hat on. So, like, his little antenna on top is blue, And of course, his head is black and white like Mickey's head would be.
Okay. Yeah, we since this episode's so late, the January meeting news is pretty much... I'm not even sure when our February one is, but we'll probably... I don't know if we'll have another episode before there or not. It just depends. This one's being so late.
Yeah. Looks like February 8th.
Okay.
Will be the second Saturday. So if you're out there listening to this and you want to try to meet up with us, we're going to definitely try to get together again February 8th at the Flatwoods Public Library in Flatwoods, Kentucky, from noon until 3.
Yeah, it's too bad we had all that snow because I had a special guest coming down. I was going to.
Oh, no.
But didn't. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was Paul Wharton from the Ohio group.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, cool.
All right, so we'll talk about the news now, the big news. Who put that on there? Is that you, Dwayne?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
All right, Carl, I'll let you talk about it.
Diamond Comics has filed for bankruptcy, and I've read a couple articles about it, and it says, for one, all pre-orders are on hold for right now. So, who knows? That affects things like Gentle Giant, which I'm sure... Whatever happens, someone will buy Gentle Giant, and it will continue in some form or another.
Yeah.
Don't you all think so, probably, on that?
Yeah, I would probably. Guess so.
But I've noticed, yeah. Like, I don't know if it's already sold out, but everything's listing, like, pre-sold out, so I don't know if all that stuff was instantly changed on the site or what, so.
Well, some of the other big things is that Diamond owns AFA and CGA. The company that grading figures and stuff, that's huge.
Yeah.
It won't affect comic books very much because I've read about it that a lot of comic book stores had already switched to a different distributor and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that won't affect these people that collect their comics that much.
Yeah, I think Diamond was only still distributing just a few independent companies and some trying to distribute Marvel, but I think, like you're saying, a lot of dealers have found alternate ways to get their Marvel titles. And of course DC had left Diamond years ago now.
Yeah.
And found their own different distributor. So yeah, that could have some impact on the collecting community, definitely.
Yeah. Well, also the auction house Hakes is owned by them as well.
Huh.
And they've done a lot of Star Wars auctions here in the last 3 or 4 years.
Oh yeah.
All right, so we got new announcements. Got some Hot Toys. Got Darth Malgus 1/6 scale figure. Clone Wars Hot Toys Wolf Pack Clone Trooper and Clone Commander Wolf 1/6 scale. Is that a 2-pack or something, Carl?
Yes, it's 2-pack.
Okay.
And a comment on Malgus, too. I looked him up and read about each thing. He's like 13 inches tall, so they made him really big.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Range Trooper 1/6 scale figure and a Plo Koon 1/6 scale figure. And Hasbro, Carl, you want to read those?
We have Vintage Collection Anakin Skywalker 3-pack, and we have an Heir to the Empire figure 3-pack, and Black Series, we have a Phase 1 Clone Trooper and Super Battle Droid. We have a Luke Skywalker Imperial Guard and Princess Leia Bush, and we have a Jedi Master Kalnaka, sorry, and then a retro collection. We had a Pipron reveal, which will be Rebel Fleet Trooper, Han Solo Stormtrooper Disguise, Luke Yavin Walrus Man Sand Trooper, and Dr. Evazan. And since Dwayne's an epic hero collector, he should go take this next part.
Right. Yeah. So apparently Epic Heroes, the line is being kind of revamped or renamed to the Epic World of Action line. So that's a new search. If you're out there searching, try to search Epic Heroes. It may not pull up the latest items because it's now being listed under Epic World of Action. So it looks like they're re-releasing under this line a Darth Vader, Master Yoda, and then in that wave will also be new versions or new figures of a Dark Trooper and SM-33. Also, and I just mentioned that I've already picked these up. I think they must have just come available on Amazon. Is where I picked them up from. Is the Mandalorian with a speeder bike, and a Scout Trooper with a speeder bike, And they're also going to be releasing some Ultimate Mech Force suits, one with the Mandalorian and one with a Stormtrooper in them. So again, I think they're probably going to be reusing those same figures that we've already got with just extra play accessories.
I'm not sure about the mech ones, but like Vader and Yoda and all those, I don't know if you've looked at pictures yet, they all have extra articulation that the other ones didn't have.
Oh, yeah?
So, okay. Yeah, they bend at the elbows and stuff like that. So they've definitely revamped it quite a bit. And the mech force suits, I don't know if you all have looked at pictures of those. You can actually take the 4-inch figure and put it inside a bigger looking figure of like the Mandalorian and the Stormtrooper. It's kind of like, you know, like I guess those giant robot mechs are pretty hot right now. So they're trying, Star Wars, I guess, Hasbro's trying to do their own take on that.
Okay.
So kind of neat.
Okay, so moving on, we also have announcements from Sideshow. We're going to get, from A New Hope, a Dr. Cornelius Evison 6-scale figure. And also from General Giant, they're going to have a Boba Fett jumbo figure, which was the General Giant 2024 holiday exclusive.
Maybe.
So, maybe.
It looks pretty cool, too. I looked at pictures. Yeah.
And then nothing new from SH Figure Arts. And I'm guessing also, like we mentioned, who do we mention? It was under the banner. Was it General Giant? It was under Diamond Comics.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of in my brain just now.
That's why I said maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Since all orders are on hold.
Yep. Well, that didn't take too long, so I think we can just keep going.
Okay.
Sure.
So our main topic for today is going to be figures that are missing that we would like to see made in the Vintage Collection line. I'm assuming it's Vintage Collection, right, Dwayne?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll start off, and my first one is a Monoman. He hasn't been made since the Power of the Jedi, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a long time to go without a new revamped figure. And I'd like to see him on a Vintage Collection figure on a card back.
Yep.
Did any of you guys have that one?
I didn't have it on my list, but I would definitely buy it.
Okay. All right, Carl, what's your first one?
My first one is Grand Moff Tarkin, and not because of Brian's reason for saying he looks like he's wearing a dress. I just feel like he needs to be back out there. It's been a while, and it's a pricey figure now, and I'd like to have a loose one. So that's
then
why
you're just talking about a re-release, not a new one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing the new one. I mean, the head sculpt is not that good, so I wouldn't mind, and I'm okay if they want to go away from, as you call it, the dress.
It looks like a skirt, is what it looks like.
Skirt, yeah, skirt. But yeah, I just feel he needs to be back out there.
Well, I mean, my problem is that it's cloth, and it doesn't fit right with the rest of the figure, whereas the other Imperial, you know, officers that they've done has plastic, so it looks more, you know, uniform.
Yeah, they've definitely improved the Imperial officer sculpt since that one was originally released.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dwayne, what's yours?
Okay, well, I kind of have groups of them here, but I'll go ahead and tell me
your first group then. That's fine.
Yeah. So my first five are from the new Skeleton Crew series. I think we're going to need these figures eventually. Would like to see them. And that, of course, is the four kids, which are Wynn, Fern, KB, and Neil. And then other than those four, the one that I would definitely, you know, like to see us get is the Pirate Brutus.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah. So my thinking along this list was just ones from actually some of the TV series that we haven't got a very good representation from yet. So
yeah, I mean, heck, I could have made a list of 100 really.
So what else have you got, Brian?
I'll go ahead and do a few of them here. It's EV99. We need a new one of those. Haven't had one for I think Power of the Force 2 would probably be the last time we got one of those that I can think of. Unless there was there one in the OTC line.
I want to say there was.
Okay.
But not
can't remember.
Sure.
No.
But anyway, we need one on a Vintage Collection card for sure.
Right.
Also an Imperial dignitary. We don't have one of those on a TVC card yet, and haven't had any of them for a long time. And of course, Hammerhead. We got a Black Series one finally, but haven't got a Vintage Collection one yet.
Yeah, and that doesn't help us, you know, to populate our cantina playsets. So we need a new Hammerhead.
Yep, and a Snaggletooth.
And a Snaggletooth, yes. Yeah,
for those cantinas.
Yes, all right, both sizes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get any, so I didn't get one.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, what's the next few for you?
Drayden Voss, which has been high on my list as well. The only thing we got of him is that poorly made 5-point PO figure from the Solo movie, but I just really like the actor that played him, and I like the character, and I just think it needs to be out there. I tried to, with my list, I kind of went through a lot of the Star Wars universe of various things, and mm-hmm. so he was high. And Brian will laugh at my next one, but I really want
Vice Admiral. Before you go there, the Dryden Voss, I mean, if they would make it like the Black Series one where it's color changing, I think that would be really cool.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But he's probably, like I said, number two on my list overall. Oh, I tried to put him in order. And my next one
is
Vice...
skip your next one and go to the next one after that.
Vice Admiral Haldo, who Brian has said multiple times on our podcast, no, we don't need that figure in Vintage Collection.
We don't.
I still stand by we need
that,
we
that's
need
my
that
opinion only. You know, you're free to have... Everybody's free to have their own opinion. That's fine. If they make it, you know, that's fine. I'm not going to... I'll probably end up still getting it just because it's on a Vintage Collection card or, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's on my list too, but she's way down near the bottom, so.
Not on my list.
I wouldn't mind having, you know, at least one representation of her mm-hmm. in some form or fashion.
Yeah. And I got Ula next because, you know, she's got that really nice figure that was with the... you know, the little Walmart exclusive Jabba playset, I think, but she needs to have her own Vintage Collection carded figure, I think.
Yeah, she had a mail-away one, too.
Yeah, and the next two I had was Beru Lars and Owen Lars, and those are two of the worst Star Wars figures I think we've ever had. I would love to see them make the Vintage Collection.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. All right, Dwayne, what's your next group?
Okay, I went with the Bad Batch group next. And that, of course, is everybody except for Hunter. We need a Wrecker. We need a Crosshair. We need a Tech. We need an Echo. And we need Omega.
I'm right there with you.
Right there with me.
Yeah, I've got them on my list, too.
I mean, those are just, to me, those are perfect candidates for action figure line. Because kids would play with them. You know, I mean, yes, us adults would like to have them to collect them because we've watched the fans of the animated series, but... You know, those are characters that, just to me, if you saw it hanging on a peg in the story, oh, Mom, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, after I think that's a good cartoon.
I think that's a good point. What Brian just said, I think they need more cartoon-related figures out there of characters mm-hmm. because that's what the kids are probably watching on Disney Plus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Where
back
am I
around
at?
To you, Brian.
Bossk. I think we need a new Bossk, especially on a Vintage Collection car, because we haven't had one of those for a long time either. Ugnaught, we haven't had one of the we haven't had one of those on Vintage Collection, right?
No, okay. I think it was just in that last saga they did saga collection.
Yeah. I knew there'd been several releases of them, but I didn't, you know, even all the way back to Power of the Force 2 when they had a 2-pack of them, you know, on the card, two of them on the card. Also, Chief Chirpa. Don't have a Chief Chirpa yet. Actually, a lot of the Ewoks we don't have yet. Mm-hmm. Well, we got three total, maybe? Or four on the Vintage Collection?
Vintage Collection.
You got Tebow, Wicket, Ramba? Is that the one?
I don't think so.
Oh, Poplu.
Poplu, yeah.
That's the one, Poplu. I think just three. So, yeah, definitely need some more of those. I know my wife would be happy to see more. And even though I know a lot of people don't care about this guy, but General Maydeen, I think he should be on a Vintage Collection card. Try to get...
I kind of forgot about him. I would definitely want that one, too.
A new version of him on an actual Vintage Collection card. Try to get all those original what, 96 or 92? I don't remember. I think it's 92.
It's 96 once you include the blacked out Ewoks.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I think it's the Cantina, or not the Cantina, the Jabba's Band, the Sisu Noodles and all those.
Yeah.
A Rancor Keeper, we could use one of those. Even if it come, like, even if it would come with a Rancor as well, you know.
Yeah. Even if it's the Danny Trejo version.
Yeah. Danny Trejo Rancor Keeper. That would be cool. Oh, here's Ramba and Mork. I have those on my list as well. Carl, what do you have, next few that you have?
I have Mon Mothma, which I think is long overdue as well. And you can see how popular her retro figure was. I mean, it along from that box that is now selling for over $100. So she
I'm
needs
still
her
mad
own.
Because I didn't get that box because I didn't want to buy all the other figures. I just want her.
Yeah.
There's rumors they're re-releasing it, though. So you may have a second chance at that if you just decide you want it. But, yeah, she's high on my list, too. And I think she needs a vintage collection figure. And my next one is Lando Calrissian, the Rise of Skywalker version. When they came out with that Empire Strikes back Lando that hung on the pegs, I thought at the time, why didn't they do the Rise of Skywalker version? We've had Lando Empire figure I don't know how many times, and I've always wanted this one since the movie came out.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the older versions of Luke and Han and Leia, so why not the older version of Lando?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't have packed so many of those Landos in a case.
That too.
That's the problem. Three in a case? That was crazy.
Yep. I have Princess Leia Organa from the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. I think it would be neat to have the kid Leia. And this one might surprise you all since I don't like Attack of the Clones, but I really like Zam Wessel in the Attack of the Clones, even though it was a very quick death. I just thought it was a cool-looking bounty hunter, and the figure that the only figure they made, it just looks terrible. So
yeah.
Should it come with two heads or two faces or something like that?
Yeah, that would be awesome, but it just the one that they did for the Attack of the Clone Lines just turned out awful. It's almost like they regressed back to Power of the Force, too. What's next on Dwayne's?
Okay, let's see. I've got some figures from the Andor series here, which we're getting ready to get Season 2, so we may actually see, maybe not these characters, but we may see some new announcements coming up soon for this particular property. I'd like to see the Luthen Rail. I think he's very much a main character almost in that series. I'd like to see Bix Kallen or Kallen, which was Andor's, you know, female buddy, you know, possible crush or whatever. Kino Loy, of course, is one that we'd all like to see, I think.
I would.
And if we get a Kino Loy, I'd also like to have a new Cassian figure, but in that Narkeena 5 prisoner outfit or jumpsuit to go, you know, with the Kino Loy. So, yeah, I'd like to get those Andor figures finally, or maybe, or some version of them if they're still, you know, especially Luthen and Bix, I guess, and Kino won't be in the new season.
Yeah, you don't know that for sure. You know, we don't know that he died or anything, so.
Yeah.
That was a long drop to jump off of there. I don't know if I'd have done that. And I could swim.
Right. So, yeah, some figures from Andor would be nice. Get us caught up, I guess you could say.
All right.
Okay. Where are we at on your list, Brian?
Let's see. Dryden Voss, which, you know, Carl already mentioned. The Bad Batch, which you already mentioned. And the one that nobody's mentioned so far for me is the Rise of Skywalker Emperor.
Right.
You know, we got no bad guy from the Rise of Skywalker.
I know. I've got that one on my list a little bit further down. So, yeah, I would definitely like to, even if they made that one a deluxe one with his, like, crane, you know, arm or whatever he's hanging on.
Yeah.
Would be cool.
And then the last one is the Great Mothers from Ahsoka. I wouldn't mind seeing those.
The Night Sisters.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got one of those on my list too, I think.
All right, Carl, what do you have?
Like you, I had EV-9D9 on my list. I think that one's long overdue for a figure. And I would like to have Bail Organa, but I'd like to have it on a Rogue One card. I think that would be a, I mean, I would be fine if they picked Revenge of the Sith or something else, but I think Rogue One would be perfect for him. And I mentioned this one before on the podcast. I definitely want the Frog Lady from Mandalorian, and Carson Teva as well is really high on my list, as well as Dr. Pershing.
Okay. Yeah, I've got Carson Teva. I've got Carson Teva on here. He was in the next four or five coming up from the Ahsoka series. Also from Ahsoka, and I think we've talked about this before. We still need a Baylan Skoll and a Shin Hati.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we've still got, you know, some hope, hold out hope for those two. Although the new Baylan Skoll may be the recast. From what I understand, they've
They recast the
guy
role.
From Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Is going to be the new Baylan Skoll. So yeah, Baylan Skoll, Shin Hati, Carson Teva, and then I get I got the only one I got from the Ahsoka series was one, but you know, all three of the Night Sisters might be a nice the mothers, but the one I wanted, you know, specifically was the main one, the boss lady, I guess you could say,
the mother of mothers.
Clothone?
I have no idea what her name was.
I don't know. I looked it up under the list of characters from each series.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're getting a little bit of overlap here now that we've got further down our lists.
My next one, I have Carson Teva. Already you all have said that. Yeah, I have Baze Malbus.
Mm-hmm.
We've had his partner, but not him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like they left him. It's sort of like they left out all the Bad Batch guys. They made one Rogue One guy, and then they left the others out.
Yep. All right, Carl, what's your next one?
Okay, my next ones where did I leave off at? Boba Fett. I want a kid Boba Fett from Attack of the Clones. I just think it's an important character, even though I'm not really an Attack of Clones. Of the Clones fan, but
sure, like, you know, sure it sounded like it.
I know, but the one we have is terrible again. So
a new Daniel Logan Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
young Daniel Logan, which he was in the book of Boba Fett, some flashback scenes too. So
maybe even package him with a Jango Fett head or something.
Oh no!
Yeah. Next is Ben Solo, Rise of Skywalker. There, him at the end, you know, where he's fighting alongside Rey. I think that would be a good figure to have from that line, because we've only got basically, you know, him as, you know, his evil character. So
right.
So and then I have on my list more Rise of Skywalker figures in general. That is the only movie that we didn't have. We just had a few Vintage Collection figures. We didn't have like an off line, you know, 5-point POA line with that movie. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of characters missing in general from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Phantom Menace figure on here. I have Padme Amidala there when they're having the final battle and her battle. Because that was one of the hardest to get Episode 1 figures at the time. I think it would be kind of cool to put her on the Vintage Collection card in that outfit.
Right. And have better articulation.
And we have Qui-Gon Jinn in the Vintage Collection, but I don't think it turned out very well in my opinion, so I think it needs to be retooled and redone as well.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, what do you have next?
Let's see. I'm kind of down to the Kenobi series, and I know Carl mentioned Owen and Beru Lars. I think he was more A New Hope versions of them, I guess, but I'd like to see Owen, specifically Owen Lars, from Kenobi, and possibly Beru too. I know we got those younger versions of them, in the Saga or the
I think it was the Blue Carded Saga line.
Blue Carded Saga series.
Yeah.
So since he's been again prominently featured in that series. And then I definitely would like the young Leia and the young Luke from the Kenobi series. And then the last one that I think that I would like from Kenobi would be a character named Tala Durith, which was the
Imperial officer.
Rebel, you know, kind of a, spy, or not a spy, but like a, yeah.
Well, she was an, wasn't she an Imperial officer to start?
She was an Imperial officer, but she also was kind of helping the underground or whatever at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she played a pretty prominent role in that, and would like to see her, see a figure of her, you know, as kind of I think some of these characters deserve, you know, recognition in figure form, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
From the roles that they played in the in their particular series. So, yeah, I think, Brian, where are we at on your list?
I am down to Peli Motto. We do not have one of her yet, which is crazy.
She's actually much as she's the been next in. On my list, too, yeah.
Yeah, she's been in all three series of, or all three seasons of Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett as well.
Uh-huh, right.
Like Carl, I picked the Frog Lady.
Okay.
Also, Old Man Rex. I'd like to see one of those, like from Rebels. Go ahead and finish off here. Gungi, I'd like to see him. Darth Malak and Mara Jade.
Okay.
So that finishes off my list.
Now, Gungi, I'm trying to
Gungi place. Was with Ahsoka, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He's one of the Padawans that was with made their lightsabers and stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever that crap. What's his name? The droid. That was in Ahsoka.
Yeah, Professor...
Huang.
Huang.
Took me a minute. All right, Carl, where'd we leave off on your list?
Okay, to finish off my list, I have Tobias Beckett, which again is one of those characters that I really, really like, and from a very underrated Solo movie, I'd like to see him make the Vintage Collection line as well. And I think he's already been mentioned by Dwayne Baze Malbus, and I'd like to see him... Okay, you, sorry. I'd like to see him on a bench as well as Bodhi Rook. This one right here, I think it would be a straight re-release, but to cast a new, because I wouldn't mind having a loose one, and she was an exclusive. I'd like to see her get re-released.
Yeah, you she have was to make... released to, or an exclusive to Brian's Toys.
Yeah, I remember, didn't you order them for us, I think, at the time
I
or something?
I think I did.
We all, what do you mean to put them with the, I think he came with the Count Dooku bust, if you just released her just Solo without that. I think that would be a nice free release because it's, I want, like I said, a loose one. And then the last one on my list is General Hux because the one we have is, once again, a terrible figure. I think, and he's an important character from those three movies, so I think he would be a good one. You know, to do for the Vintage Collection.
Right.
Yep. All right, Dwayne, you want to finish this up there?
Okay, sure. So I also had Peli Motto, like I mentioned, same as you, Brian. And I also had the Emperor Palpatine from the Return of, or the Rise of Skywalker. Also from the Rise of Skywalker, Kadel Koconix. And then...
Who's that?
Last on my... That is... Lieutenant Connick's female Imperial. Am I thinking right?
I really don't know, to be honest.
I don't either. Anyway, the last one on my list was a crossover with Carl, which was Admiral Holdy. So I was just trying to, those last four or five there, I was trying to think of from characters from those sequel movies that were, you know, kind of underrepresented, like Carl said. Would like to see, let's see here, Kato Khan is a junior controller in the Resistance. Oh, okay, that's the Billy Lord character.
Oh, okay.
Carrie Fisher's daughter. That's why I wanted it, because I wanted a Billy Lord figure.
Okay. Makes sense now.
And she appeared in all three of those movies, didn't she?
I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
I think it was all three, yeah.
Yeah, like she says, it's been portrayed by Billy Lord, daughter of Carrie Fisher, in episodes 7 through 9.
I think, wasn't she a lieutenant?
I think it was Lieutenant Connix or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I'd never heard her first name.
Name, Kato Ko Connix. So there you go. I think that pretty much covers all of our lists. I think we, for the most part, we all three agree on each other's lists, which means, you know, there's a good probably 60 to 70 figures there that we would all three like to see because we all each came up with about 25 each.
Yeah, all but one.
you know. Brian, you have one veto, Brian. Which one do you veto?
Vice Admiral Holdo.
Vice Admiral Holdo.
It's
funny.
I just kid and because, you know.
I think you skipped over, Brian. You had on here as a bullet point just all Ewok and droid cartoon figures.
Oh, I did miss that.
So,
yeah,
I'm
all the
assuming
ones from...
you would want to see those on their
original card,
Ewok and
like
droid card backs. Yeah, sort of like they did with the droids and the.
Yeah, like they did with R2, C3PO, and Boba Fett.
Mm.
Yeah, all
and
the ones
Wicked
that we don't have. What's that?
They could do a Blix, too. That would be cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's it. We got about 4 minutes left or so. I wish Skype worked again. I hate this that we can't record video and can't record more than an hour right now unless we stop and start again.
Yeah.
Hopefully Skype will do another update again soon and it will start working right.
I hope so. All right, Carl, you want to read us out?
First of all, we want to thank our Patreon members, and we have, if you're not a Patreon, you can sign up at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. And we're also on Facebook. It's at facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. And we also have a group on there as well. You can join if you want. You can leave us an iTunes review and other places that may have reviews. And thank you all for the ones that's left us feedback and reviews. And we're also on Discord. And if you need to email us, it's at tswcpodcast@gmail.com. We are on X at tswcpodcast, and we're also on Blue Sky now as well at the same at tswcpodcast. And this month's Facebook shout-out goes to Seth Knorr.
Yep.
Hey, Seth Knorr.
Our new Patreon member is Marco. So thank you, Marco. We appreciate
it. Yes, thank you.
Hey, Marco.
And also thank you to Marty B., who's been continuing with us, and Greg McLaughlin, Spencer Smith, Phil Bangert, and Melanie R. Thank you for supporting the podcast. We really appreciate it, and hope we continue putting out stuff that you like.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, that's it for this episode, and we'll talk to you, I don't know when, hopefully in the next few weeks.
Yeah, maybe we can do a Patreon only one in the next couple of weeks or something.
Yeah.
Podcast.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.